This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Hecker.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
Let's talk a bit about 60 Minutes, which has had a string of errors, has made apologies for stories several times in the past year. The most recent one involves the electric car, Tesla. CBS says an engineer made an audio error by dubbing the sound of a loud traditional car engine over footage of that much quieter Tesla electric car in a story that just recently aired, as a matter of fact. This is something, you know, for those of us who like to use that sound in stories, the electric car is going to pose a real challenge because it makes little to no noise. Mm-hmm. And that's what I would expect watching a story or hearing a story about a Tesla is I would expect to not really hear any sound. The idea that that this has been faked, I guess, in some sort of way violates a number of ethical principles, doesn't it, Jasmine?
It definitely does. It looks like what it happened because a sound engineer, you know, in post actually added the sound, and maybe he wasn't even close to the story and put the sound in thinking this is what we need. But obviously it did air, and I'm sure somebody must have listened to it, and maybe they didn't even notice it, but it happened, and someone must have taken note to the fact that, hey, this isn't supposed to sound like this at all after it aired. But natural sound is something that is a really effective tool that we use in broadcast journalism, and it really is unethical to dub in sound effects later that you did not pick up naturally when you're at the scene of a story. So that's what happened, is that someone went in after the fact, thought, this needs sound, and put in sound. And, you know, maybe it was a mistake, an error on someone's part that had nothing to do with the story, but obviously it did pass all the other checks and made air.
Yeah, well, now when I do Nat Sound, and I don't have as big of a crew working me with me as a CBS News would, but if I'm going to use sound in a story, it's sound that I collected at the scene. It's not some sound effect that I would dub in afterwards, some file audio, if you will, that I would just dub in afterwards. So,
not like a film. Yeah, some people might think that are outside of the journalism broadcasting business that we can just put in any kind of sound effects we want to add to a story, but that's really not what we're supposed to do to be ethical journalists. That's entirely not what we do, but that's kind of what happened here in this story.
Yeah, there's a difference between what you would see in a movie versus what is done for journalism.
Right, yeah.
Because, I mean, that you're deceiving the audience, essentially. You're putting in a sound that was not there, and changing the content, and your audience assumes that this is how things really sounded or looked.
Yeah, and like I said at the beginning, you know, these electric cars are going to pose a challenge for those of us who like to use natural sound, but I would find something somehow, or just not use any sound.
Right,
if you're talking about an electric car.
Yeah, I mean, the fact is these don't really make a lot of sound.
And I wonder if the engineer knew that, or maybe thought there was some kind of mistake. Oops, we can't hear anything, I better supplement this. And as a non-broadcasting person, I just kind of wondered, does this, you know, does that happen very often? Rich, you're saying, no, it shouldn't happen. It shouldn't.
I certainly don't. I'm not saying it doesn't happen perhaps elsewhere, but I certainly, I would find that unethical. I think if you're going to represent it as being sound that you collected at a scene someplace, it should be from that scene. We're talking about audio here, but can you do the same thing? Are there the same sort of journalistic, I guess, ethics and guidelines that you should follow regarding video or photo images?
We just talked about this in my photojournalism class, about the importance of not altering content. Many journalists, photojournalists have, I shouldn't say many, but photojournalists have been dismissed because they photoshopped images together. They put a basketball in a picture that didn't have a basketball, or they took two images and put them together because they thought it made a better composition. But again, it's crossing an ethical line when you're saying to your readers, this is reality, this is what I saw, when really it's a fabricated image. So any kind of fabrication, no matter the medium, sound, pictures, and words, making up quotes in a story, anything that deceives the reader is, you know, once it's exposed, costs a news organization its credibility.
And the thing is, it's getting, with digital technology, it's getting so much easier to alter images or audio or anything, really.
Right. It's getting very difficult to see when something has been altered. And the biggest point here is really, so they were called out this time, but how many other times maybe has this happened in the past with, you know, audio or video or even pictures? I know some news organizations that won't even use Instagram because Instagram, you can change the filter, do a lot of things to those pictures. So there are some places that won't use Instagram, even though it's becoming very fashionable lately to, you know, get a social media following with Instagram. There are news organizations that are shying away from it just because of that, because it would, you know, whatever picture filter they use would deceive the audience in some way.
Haven't photos been, you know, isn't it okay in a newspaper to have maybe like a photo montage of some sort and use filters? I mean, isn't that one of the tools at hand if you're trying to have, I don't know, like a page of sort of a photo essay?
Yeah, as long as it's clear to the reader or to, you know, to somebody looking at it that this was, you know, a collage of images put together. Or there are certain kinds of pictures like photo illustrations that clearly have been composed.
And the caption will say photo illustration rather than photograph, correct?
Correct. And so as long as you're telling the reader, the audience, what you're doing, that's considered ethical. And it's also ethical to do – this is where the discussion gets a little more – well, it gets a little more gray, is that if you're toning or cropping images, manipulating them slightly to look better, when do you – what is ethical? How far can you go? And I think – most the consensus is as long as you're not messing with the content and just trying to make it look, like it did in reality, the exposure, the light, or whatever, then that's acceptable.
Cropping is sort of just tidying it up a little bit, as opposed to, you know, the example that of adding like an image of a basketball to a photo when the basketball wasn't there. That's something completely different, and that's wrong. As opposed to cropping, where you're just kind of tidying up the image, if you will.
Right. You're not adding anything that wasn't there. You're just usually it's just to kind of trim the edges and tighten up the framing of it. But you can change an image quite a bit if you crop a big chunk of it out. So
that's true.
Can get debated sometimes.
Well, it happened with the Obama selfie that made the news, and I think we discussed that on an earlier Shop Talk, was where I think it was cropped enough and it lost its context, you know. And there are other people taking selfies and taking pictures. And I think we've discussed things like this before that have made headlines out there. So it's just interesting to see this come full circle and then have a 60 Minutes have this error.
All right. Hey, we've run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.